Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Angela Patterson. Date of birth is 9/25/1962. Date of procedure is November 29, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Bayon Martinez Cruz. Providing procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, DO. Procedure performed is esophagogastroendoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained for a possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy. We're all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained in the cardiac. Period. Aerosuction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam is normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advance into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of Folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 8-2-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one. At upper endoscopy, next line, there was evidence of an unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with one tongue of salmon-colored mucosa that was greater than 1 centimeter in length. Period. Four quadrant biopsies were obtained in this area for histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. The body and antrum of the stomach were biopsied separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal erythema in the duodenal bulb and sweep. Biopsies were obtained for histology. There was evidence of a duodenal diverticulum in the D3 portion, which was seen at a distance when the scope was brought to D2, period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was approximately 6 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon diminutive polyp that was sessile removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, biopsies were obtained of the ascending cecum, comma, transverse, comma, descending, comma, sigmoid, comma, rectum to evaluate for evidence of colitis, given history of ulcerative colitis. Next line, there was mild erythema noted at the distal rectum upon retroflexion, comma, otherwise, overall, I would say Mayo 0-1, period. Next line, plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat. Delete, repeat. Follow up biopsy. Go back to that portion where we talked about follow up biopsy pathology, comma, if polyps are noted to be tubular adenomas, comma, would repeat colonoscopy. In 12 to 24 months, for reevaluation, comma, particularly if they are low grade. Period. If any of the random biopsies come back for
low-grade dysplasia. May need evaluation with chromo endoscopy. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.